Maggie. Say good morning, Mr. Andy.
Good morning, Mr. Andy.
My wife, Princess. Say good morning, Miss Princess.
Good morning,
Miss Princess. And this is Megumi. Good morning, Ms. Megumi.
Good morning, Megumi.
Today's message is S-S-S, right?
S-S-S.
The first word I want you to learn is selected.
Means
chosen. Selected.
選ばれる.
Next is S-saved.
Saved.
And the last one is
sealed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. That's right. Okay, why don't the children just like this? Selected, you do this. Selected. Selected. What is
Pentecost? Pentecost.
It means 50 in Greek. 50. But why 50? Not 20. Not 30. We'll explain to you. We'll explain to you right now, okay? And take a little bit of cross.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You get that? Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Peace. I am Moses.
Moses.
So God told me to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. The night before we left, God told me to kill a lamb and put its blood on the doorposts of their houses. So when the angel of death came, it will pass over these houses that are covered by the blood of the Lamb. As a result, the firstborn would not die. So, the Pharaoh finally let all the Israelites go. God called me to go up Mount Sinai. And there was thunder and lightning on top of the mountain. God gave me the Ten Commandments. When I came down, the people were worshipping a golden calf. God and I was so angry. People were dying because they worshipped an idol. 3,000 people died because they worshiped an idol. God told me, us, to remember this event and celebrate it every year. This event is called Shavuot. Shavuot in Hebrew. Shavuot means 50.
Shavuot という意味が50です。
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm Martha.
あなたは誰?
1200 years after you.
Martha?
1000
years later. Martha です。Yes. Nice to meet you. Ah! Oh, very strong hand.
I'm
1200 years younger. Moses. Yeah. Do you know that what you thought thousands of years ago, we are still doing it?
Really?
Yes. Just 50 days ago, our priest was sacrificing a lamb in the temple.
ちょうど50日前に私たちも羊を生贄に捧げました。
While this was happening inside the temple,
それが起こってる時に、
another sacrifice was being done.
他の生贄が捧げられてました。
Yes, the same way.
同じことが起こってます。
We're still doing it.But on this particular day, another one was being sacrificed. So while they were sacrificing this man, our friend Jesus was crucified on the cross. So we realized that what you were practicing for thousands of years was just a rehearsal.
あなたたちが何千年もやってたことはただのリハーサルでした。で、これが本当の出来事です。神様が与えてくださった。
ハレルヤ。
羊ではないです。
お
お、more。
羊じゃないです。
Yes. You just told us to remember to count 50 days.
50日を数え覚えてって今おっしゃってましたが、
So we're still doing it up to this day.
まだこの日までそれをやってます。
We count 50 days after killing the lamb to remember that the laws were given to us.
捧げた後50日覚えてで数えて覚えます。
But again, there's something important that happened.
特別なことも起きてます。
On that same day too, that we were counting,
数えてたその日に、
The 50th day.We were in Mount Zion.
Mount Zion.
Just like you were in Mount Zion. And God gave us something else.
What's that?
Not the law anymore.
No?
He said His Holy Spirit to us. On top of Mount Zion. The upper room was on top of it.
同じ場所で聖霊様が与えられました。
So this time, we don't have the law anymore.
私たちはその実際はなく、
they're not in tablets of stone. But there's a tablet on our heart.
私たちの心にそれは刻まれました。
And we call it Pentecost.
それをペンテコステと呼びます。
That's when the Holy Spirit was given to us.
その時が聖霊様が私たちの心に与えられた日です。
And there's more!
More?
You go down. Remember, you told us 3,000 died.
No.
When the law was given for us, when the Holy Spirit was sent, 3,000 were saved.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God is great.
Let's
pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, thank you for selecting us.And saved us with your Son. And saved us. And healed us with the Holy Spirit.Thank you for this day. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you.
So third way down can go upstairs. Wow. Andy and Seth, they are talented. So much.
Praise God for all the children. Where were you after 8 last night?
昨日結構揺れましたね。
It was quite an earthquake. Did you feel it?
Did you enjoy
the earthquake?
ちょっとね、ドキッとしましたね。
How much are we going to shake?
本当に私たちは次の瞬間はわからないということを本当に感じました。
So it was really thinking what...Some people didn't feel it, so we're rather surprised.
California has water.
あ、そうか。カリフォルニアはあるからね。はい、もう私はちょっと船酔いになるような感じがしました。はい、今日のメッセージは先週についてさらに励ますということです。
So we're going to continue, in the series of、
はい。
That we've been doing, and we're going to focus on encouraging.
Encourage more.
So the series is draw near, hold fast, and encourage more.
飛行機やってますから皆さんも頭に入っているかもしれませんけども。
We really want this to go down and be part of you. So that's why we're focused on this series for a while.
本当に折り重なって。関係あります。本当にこれを覚えていきたいと思います。
So it's not just something that we want you to think about and then just go on with life as usual, but we really want this to change our lives.
まず先週と同じ、ヘブル書の10章の24節を見ていきたいと思います。
I want to look at the verse, go back and just remember the verse with you from Hebrews 10.
10章の24節から読み立ちます。互いに愛と善行に励むように心がけ、ある人たちの集会に倣って集会を起こったしたりせず、むしろ励まし合いましょう。他の日が近づいているのを、他の日が近づいているのをあなた方は知っているのですから、ますます励まし合おうではありませんか。
Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good work, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some.But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
励ますことは何か、一つは愛することと良いことをすることでしたね。
So specifically, what it says to encourage each other is to love more and to do good.
そしてもう一つは本当にいろいろな困難があっても集会、教会に行くことを諦めずにしましょうということでした。
And the third thing specifically that it says is to don't neglect to meet together. This what we're doing right here is so important. God wants us to come together and in community.
私たちはですね、ついつい忘れてしまったり、諦めてしまいますけど、このことを本当に覚えていきたいと思います。
It's so easy to forget or so easy to begin to become busy, but God wants us together.
この3つのことです。で、先具体的に愛することについて少し話をしましたね。
And last week, specifically, we talked about loving one another.
特にですね、シェルドンのインキステップという本を紹介しました。
I introduced a book called Inky Step, which is a rather old book.
はい、見出しの後でっていうんで、後ろに一つ日本語の聖書の、日本語の訳がありますが、もし、読みたい方は、
We have the Japanese translation in the back if you're interested, please.
その、見出しの後は、What Would Jesus Do? というサブタイトルでした。
And the, subtitle of In His Steps is What Would Jesus Do?
この本は、著者はですね、いろんなことを決断するときに、もしそれがイエス様だったらどうするかと考えて決断する、そういう趣旨の本です。
And the focus of this book is to ask ourselves, before we make some decision, what would Jesus do?
私たちはい
ろんな In this particular situation, what would Jesus choose? What would he do?
いろんな決断をしなくちゃいけないときに、自分の思いだけじゃなくて、もしイエス様だったらというふうに考えるように進める本です。
There's many things that we need to decide, and the focus of this book is to ask ourselves and to be led not by our own desires, but by God's will.
でもですね、私たち注意しなくちゃいけないのは、それは本当に神様から示されてするかどうかということを私たち注意しなくちゃいけない。
But we have to be careful. Is God really showing this to us?
私たちは自分の小ささを覚えなくてはいけません。
We need to remember our own smallness.
本当に神様に導かれて神様の力でしているかということを私たちは祈っていく必要があります。
But as we're led by God and as we receive strength from Him, then God will lead us into what we need to be doing.
今週皆さん何か励まされたことはありますか?
Did anything or anyone encourage you this week?
手紙をもらありますね。手紙をもらったり、
電話
をかけてもらったり、
お茶をもらったり。Different things can encourage us.
でも、ね、本当に感謝なのは遠く離れていても祈ってくださる方がいらっしゃることは感謝です。
But we really want to praise God for even people who are far away from us. There are people who are praying for us, and we really want to remember that and praise God for that.
今朝朝の祈り会の時にですね、バーバーさんが。私がとても重要だから祈ってくださいって今日言ったんですよね。で、僕はちょっと驚きました。
This morning I said at the prayer time that Matthew is very sick, so please pray for him.
Very sick って言われると何かドキドキしちゃいましたね。俺 very sick かなと思って。
I'm told I'm very sick, then I get a little bit nervous. You groaning all morning and all night, so it gives the impression he's really sick.
先週ぐらいちょっと体調が悪かったんですね。
From about last week, I started not to feel well.
これなんだろう、これ。どこがおかしいかと思いました。
And I thought something's not right in my body.
で、脇腹とか背中が突然痛くなり始めたんですね。
And the kind of this area of my body started to hurt.
僕は、私はですね、薬は飲みません。鎮痛剤なんか飲まないそうです。
And I'm the kind of person who rarely takes medicine. I almost have never taken any kind of medicine, a painkiller.
でもその時にですね、バファリンないって初めて聞きました。
So, I forgot about the part where he woke me up. He woke me up late at night and he said, Do you have any painkiller?
はい。で、お医者さんに言ったらですね、帯状疱疹って言われました。
And I went to the doctors and I was told that I have a disease called shingles.
で、痛い病気だそうです。
And it's supposed to be a disease that, is quite painful.
前にですから家族でなった人がいてすごく痛かった、まあ、父がなって痛かったのを覚えてます。
So I remember when my father had this and it's really quite painful. So I remember seeing him in quite a bit of pain.
でも人が痛がってるっても私たちはわからないんですよね。
But if we see someone else in pain, we really can't feel their pain. So it's hard to understand.
でも実際に体験してみると本当に痛さが分かったりしますね。
But when we ourselves suffer pain, then we can understand somebody else's pain.
ですから今は今これから私はその帯状疱疹になった人を初めて同情できます。それまでだとね、何痛がってんだと思ってた。
So finally, because now I've experienced shingles, now I can empathize with someone else in the future who has the same thing.
同時にまた祈ってくださったり励ましたりされること、本当に感謝する。そのことがまた与えられました。
At the same time, I really praise God for people who are praying for me, and I really feel supported and encouraged.
そして私たちが病気になると、ね、優しい声を聞くのは嬉しいことですね。
And when we hear some kind words when we're not feeling well, it really encourages us, doesn't it?
で今日はヘブル人の手紙の中から3章を見ていきたいと思っています。
Today I want to look at Hebrews 3 with you.
はい。さらに励ますというところ、最初は、10章から見ましたけれども、3章のところです。お読みします。
So we read from Hebrews 10 to encourage each other more. I want to look at specifically Hebrews 3 with you today.
兄弟たち、あなた方のうちに信仰のない悪い心を抱いて、生ける神から離れてしまうものがないように注意しなさい。あなた方のうち誰一人、罪に惑わされて、かたくなにならないように、今日という日のうちに日々励まし合いなさい。私たちは最初の確信を最後まで、しっかりと持ち続けるなら、キリストに連なるものとなるのです。それについて次のように言われています。今日、あなたたちが神の声を聞くなら、神に反抗した時のように心を固くなにしてはならない。
Hebrews 3:12-15 Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day.As long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
ヘブル書の著者はですね、イスラエルの民がモーセによって出エジプトエジプトから出てくる時のことを思ってこの話をしています。
So the writer of Hebrews was thinking about the time of Moses and when they were leaving, when they had were dwelling in the desert after they had left Egypt.
で、彼らの行動を見て、特に二つのことを進めるんですね。一つは信仰のない悪い心を抱いて生ける神から離れてしまわないように。
So there are two things that the writer of Hebrews says. Take care that none of you have an unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God.
信仰のない悪い心を持っちゃいけないよ。
Don't be a person who has an unbelieving heart and don't have an evil heart.
信仰は私たちを生ける神様から離してしまう。
An unbelieving heart will cause us to separate from the living God.
もう一つは誰も罪に惑わされないようにしなくてはいけないよ。罪に惑わされちゃいけない。
The second thing that said is that we're not hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
私たちは気がつかないうちに惑わされてしまうんですね。
We can be deceived without even realizing it.
でもそれだけなんですよ。今日ここに出てるので、今日、今ということを大切にしなさいというんですね。
But、
今日が励ます時なんです。
The passage also emphasizes today.
そして日々励ましなさいというんですね。
And it says that we need to encourage each other and exhort each other every day.
旧約聖書を読んだことのある人はどのようにイスラエルの人たちがエジプトから出てきたか覚えてますか？説明できる人いますか？
Many of you have read the Old Testament. Do you remember the passage in the time that the writer of Hebrews is talking about?
結構子供たちの方は知ってるよね。
Probably the kids know.
イスラエルの人たちの指導者は誰でしたか？
Who was the leader of the Israelites when they were walking through the desert?
Moses. Okay.モーゼに引き入れたイスラエルたちはちゃんとモーゼや神様のことに、従っていましたか？
So did the Israelites obey God and obey Moses as they were walking through the desert?
No. 従わなかったんですね。
No, they didn't obey.
でもイエス様、神様は彼らに約束し、カナンの地に導くということを約束されました。
But God had promised them that they would, He would bring them into a special land, into the promised land.
今日から読むところは、その前のところで2年目にモーセが12人の人を選んで偵察隊、スパイとしてカナンに送る時のことです。
And when they were in the desert, Moses sent a team of 12 people to go into Canaan and to check out the land of Canaan.
スパイはカナンで何を見つけたか覚えてますか?
Do you remember what the spies saw when they went into the promised land of Canaan?
そのことを、これは旧約聖書民数記ナンバーズですけど見ていきたいと思います。
And this passage is in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament.
読んでみますね。兄弟たち、あなた、彼ら、で彼らはですね、このように報告します、ね、その40日間偵察に行って帰ってきた後です。彼らはモーセに説明していった。私たちはあなた方が使わされた地方に行ってきました。そこは乳と蜜の流れるところでした。これがそこの果物です。しかしその土地の住民は強く、町という町は城壁に囲まれ大層大きく、しかもアナク人の子孫さえ見かけました。エゲブ地方にアマレク人、山地にはヘト人、エブス人、アモリ人、海岸地方に及びヨルダンの沿岸地方にはカナン人が住んでいます。
After they had gone in to spy out the land, they came back and made a report to Moses. And they told him, We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides,We saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan.
彼らは40日間に行って、本当に果物がいっぱいある、もうブドウも何もかも大きかった。それを担いで帰ってきたと言います。
They went in the land and they brought back some of its fruit, and it was good fruit.
ね、実際にそこは乳と蜜の流れるような本当に豊かな土地だったんですね。
It was really a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a good land.
でも同時にそこの人々はでかい人、巨人みたいのをして、本当に城壁もあって、なかなか簡単には攻め入れないようなところでした。
But at the same time, there were people who lived there. And the people who lived there were big, huge, strong people.
これは客観的な報告ですね。
This is a really serious objective report.
素晴らしい土地です。
It's a good land.
強い人たちが住んでいます。
But there are strong people who live there.
もし皆さんがこの報告を聞いたらどのように反応しますか。もし
If you had received a report like this, how would you respond?
こんな大きなブドウ食べれるの?食べたいなと思いますか?
Delicious fruit in this land.
食べたい。絶対食べようと思いますか?ね、いいですね。
Would you want to eat the good fruit in the land?
でもここには強い巨人がいっぱい住んでますって言われたら、どうやと思いますか?
But at the same time, you're told of all these big people who live in the land. Would you feel afraid of the people who dwell in the land?
で、民数記を読んでる人ですね。10人のうちたった2人だけがよし行こうって言ったんですね。カナンとヨシアだけでした。
And of the 12 spies who were sent into the land, all of them said, "No, we shouldn't go in." Only two, Caleb and Joshua, said, "Yes, we can go in."
10人はですね、もうこれ不可能って言うんですね。危ない、絶対勝てない、不可能って言うんですね。
Caleb the spy said, "No, it's impossible. We shouldn't go into the land."
皆さんは。よく言いますか、まあ、聞きますか It's impossible. それ不可能だよ。よく言いました。よく聞きました。どうでしょうか
If you, Would you say that or would you listen to that? It's impossible. Do you say that often?、
ね、いっぱいありますよね。
It's impossible. There are many things that might seem impossible to us.
で、イスラエルの人たちは、まずモーセたちもそうですけども、モーセたちはカレブ、モーセはカレブやヨシアの声を聞きました。
Moses was their leader, and Moses listened to Caleb and Joshua.
でもですね、イスラエルの人たちは他の10人の話、不可能だっていう話を聞くんですね。無理だ。
But all the people of Israel listened to the report of the other ten, and they said it was impossible. So the Israelites believed that it was impossible.
ですから、イスラエルの人たちはモーセやアロンに、もう戦いに行くのは、行くのはダメだ。もし私たちが行ったら、もう負けてしまうし、妻子、子供や奥さんたちは奪われちゃうっていうんですね。
So the people of Israel said,No, we're not going to go into fight. If we go into fight, we're going to be killed.